Well, joining us right now for a look at how the COVID pandemic has been impacting his city is Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Dan, good afternoon to you, and thank you for having me on once again this week. I truly appreciate it.
So, first off, what are the numbers right now?
Yeah, so our numbers overall, 30,539 cases in the city of Brockton. Our death count, unfortunately, has gone up. We're at 499 loss of life. Current active cases are 242. Within a 24-hour span, there's an uptick of 37 new cases. The breakdown on that is 31 of those cases are over 18 years of age, and 6 of those are under 18 years of age. So, you know, we're still in the thick of things here. I mean, we are definitely still actively working to get vaccines in the arms and boosters in the arms of folks. And we still have a regional facility on Saturday up at the Shaw Center, hosted by DPH and Brewster Ambulance. Board of Health is still doing it on Tuesday up there. And so it still is all hands on deck. And the only thing that I can tell you that we're a little concerned about is that most of the numbers in the beginning, as you know, were PCR validated, tested through DPH, the Maven system. But now a lot of the positive cases are not even reported because people are testing at home with the at-home test kits. So I have Dr. Rick Herman, my medical consultant, MD, and Dr. Eno Montes here working every day. And they analyze the wastewater in Brockton as well to get a much more accurate reflection of the numbers, Dan. So you know, COVID is definitely not gone, but we are still actively working to try to get more vaccines in the arms and get test kits into the homes of people in the city of Brockton.
And how are the hospitals handling things right now?
Yeah, I was on a call Monday at 1 o'clock with the VA hospital, Dr. Gupta, Bob Haffey, who's the CEO of Signature Brockton Hospital, and Matt Heskett, the CEO over at Good Samaritan, and also Sue Joss, the CEO at Neighborhood Health Center. The census numbers are truly manageable, completely different than a year ago. You know, very few people are in the ICU right now, and so that's great news. You know, it's just great news that we're trending in that direction. But again, they've made it clear to me as well, a lot of people are testing positive, and you know, we have to continue to be you know, proactive on this. And so, you know, the partnership with all the municipal hospitals and the VA hospital has been phenomenal since day one, and it continues under my administration, so I'm really pleased about their leaderships.
And now we've got the school year wrapping up. How are things gone in the schools overall?
Excellent. Dr. Linda Cahill is our head of our school nurses. She has been phenomenal. You know, she and her nurses stepped up on day one when we needed some additional people for contact tracing. So, you know, we are starting to wrap it up, as my my kids tell me on a regular basis, Dad, summer's coming. And, you know, Superintendent Mike Thomas is working diligently. We actually just appointed the other night two deputy superintendents. Sharon Walder is now deputy superintendent. She used to be principal at Brockton High a long time ago. And Dr. Jim Cobbs is a deputy superintendent as well. So, you know, we are continuing to do business as usual with the school committee. And just this week, we're doing our city budget. Our budget is $517 million, so over $500 million. And city council will have a final hearing this evening here in the city of Brockton.
And you were also able to hold a high school graduation, I believe.
We did. We did. Last Saturday, 710 kids graduated from Brockton High. And the night before, we had some other graduates from Brockton Public Schools as well at the high school. So, yeah, I mean, it's great. I mean, the great thing is, you know, they have their ticket to success now with their diplomas. Some of them are going on. We have some kids going to Harvard, Yale, Brown, Penn, Stanford. And we have some kids going in the armed services to serve our nation and some to go into the workforce. So it was a really great day in the City of Champions.
And you're also continuing to have some flag raisings going on in the city.
We have one tomorrow for Portugal. So our Portuguese population and residents and business owners will be joining us here. And of course, we did Pride and we did the Italian Heritage last week. And so, yeah, we're going to continue to really showcase all the diversity in the city of Brockton. We're a welcoming, inclusive community. And I think, you know, flying the flags is just something that I can do as mayor that really is a reflection of how proud we are of the different diversity in the city of Brockton. It makes Brockton, Brockton.
All righty. Well, unfortunately, Mr. Mayor, we are going to have to leave it right there. But thank you so much for speaking with us. We certainly do appreciate it.
Thank you, Dan. I'll talk to you next week. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thank you. You as well.